This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. State lawmakers returned to work at the state capitol today. Early on, the House was briefly interrupted by pro-Palestinian protesters. The protesters were swiftly cleared from the House galleries as the work of the legislature continued without further incident. In their opening day speeches, legislative leaders highlighted accomplishments from past sessions and urged their colleagues to work constructively in this one. Republican leaders in the state House plan to make public safety their priority. House Minority Leader Mike Lynch of Wellington said his members want to toughen drug laws to reduce fentanyl deaths. However, that may mean reversing criminal justice reforms passed by Democrats in recent years.
We have to quit kicking the can down the road with getting good drug policies that come out of this state. And that comes from a really tough thing for this building to do, which is to admit that it has been wrong in some of the legislation previously.
Republicans are in the minority in the Colorado House, where they hold 19 of 65 seats. Colorado will have a new federal judge soon. Judge Cato Cruz was confirmed by the Senate today by a vote of 51 to 28. A Pueblo native, Cruz has been serving as magistrate judge. He will take over from Judge Raymond Moore when Moore takes on senior status at the end of June. You're listening to CPR News. More local headlines at cpr.org.